So let's review. The Gemara cites a pasuk lamar b'hamishar u'lasholem ein ketz. Amar b'tanchem darish bar kapar b'tzipari. Memnei makom mem shebe'emtze teva pesuach v'zeh sasim. There is a final mem in the middle of the word lamar because b'ketz shekadosh baruch hu lasis chizkiyo mashiach v'sancheirv gog u'magog. Hashem wanted to anoint Chizki to be mashiach and sancheirv to be gog u'magog and thus bring an end to the galus. However, l'kach nistatim, this did not happen. Because amar midas adinam v'nekadosh baruch hu rabbeinu shalom. David Sadin objected by claiming if David HaMelech, who recited numerous praises, was not anointed to be Mashiach, then Chizkiyo, for whom you performed many miracles, and nevertheless he did not recite Shira, certainly does not merit to be anointed as Mashiach. Eretz Yisrael volunteered to recite Shir instead of Chizkiyo so that he should be anointed as Mashiach and the Gaul should end. As the pasuk states, Miknafa Aretz Zimira Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik. However, that this request was not granted as the pasuk concludes, Razili, Razili, Oili, Baigdim Bagadu, Uvagad Baigdim Bagadu. And the Gemara explains, Hashem said, Razili, Razili, this matter cannot be revealed as to why Mashiach did not come. And the Navi lamented, Oili, until when must we wait for the coming of Mashiach? And the Baskel was heard saying, "Begdim begadu, begid begdim begadu," which means "Adu asu bezuzi u bezuzi de bezuzi." The Mashiach will only come after the Yidden are plundered numerous times. The Gemara proceeds with another pasuk: "Masa doime laikar miseir shemer mamaleil shemer mamaleil." Rabbi Yechon explains that Duma refers to Malach Hamamuna al Aruches, the angel that guards all the neshamas, and he asked him, "Shemer mamaleil shemer mamaleil, when will we be freed from the darkness of Galus?" The answer is in the following pasuk, which continues, Amar Shemer Asa Vayker V'gam Loilo. And Rashi offers three explanations. Gula Tavai, Ava Mitchila Tia Golas Harba. The redemption will come eventually, but first it will be a lengthy Golas. Shigalenu V'yivna Mikdashaini, V'yachzru V'yigdlu Golaseh. We will indeed be redeemed from Golas Bavel, and the second Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, but they will later be sent into exile again. Asa Vayker refers to the Tzadikim, V'gam Loilo refers to the Rishon. There will be light for the righteous and darkness for the wicked. And the pasuk concludes, Im tivayin bo yushuva asu. As Rashi explains, Im tivakshuli goel bikshu rachamim. If you truly want to be redeemed, you must sincerely daven and ask for it. Shuvu bishuvu va'asi l'gu'ula. If you will repent for your sins, Mashiach will come. The Gemara continues, Tanim Hashem Rebbe Fayis, Gnayu l'chizkiya v'siyatu shlo amr shira, acha pascha aretz v'amr shira. It was an embarrassment to Chizkiya and his men that they did not recite shira on their miracles until the land recited the shira for them. As the pasuk states, Miknafa aretz zimir shemanu. Similarly, Gnayu l'maisha v'shishim ribay shlo amr baruch acha b'yisra v'amr baruch Hashem. It was an embarrassment to Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Yidden that they did not recite the word Baruch to bless Hashem upon their redemption from Mitzrayim until Yisro came and recited Baruch, as the pasuk states, "V'yemi Yisro Baruch Hashem asher hitzlaskam." The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the preceding pasuk: "V'yichad Yisro al kol ha'tayva asher asa Hashem liYisrael." Rava Amar Shehever Cherev Chada Abasari. Yisro took a sharp sword and circumcised himself to become a ger upon hearing about the great miracles that Hashem did for the Yidden. Yisro got goosebumps on his skin because he was saddened upon hearing about the downfall of the Mitzrayim. As Rav says, "One should not insult a non-Jew in front of a convert even before a 10th generation ger." The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the incident of Sancheirib, the king of Ashur, Assyria, who conquered the Aseret Hashbatim and then attempted to conquer Chizkiyo HaMelech and take over Yerushalayim. But Hashem sent a malach who killed his entire army on the night of Pesach. The pasuk calls Sancheirib Asnaper Rabba V'Yakira. V'yechonet says, "V'mnei ma'zocha eisei rasha l'kreisei Asnaper Rabba V'Yakira, v'mnei shlei siper b'genusa shal Eretz Yisrael." Sancheirib merited this noteworthy title because he did not speak disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk relates to Sancheirib told the Aseret Hashvatim and the 10 tribes that he sent to exile, "Ad boi v'lekachti eschem l'eretz ka'artzachem." My land is equal to your land. But Sancheirib did not claim that his land was superior to Eretz Yisrael. However, Yisrael, super beginusa shel Eretz Yisrael. The Aseret Hashvatim did speak badly about Eretz Yisrael and claim that the other lands are superior to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Lahecha Aglilhu, which land were the Aseret Hashvatim exiled to? Mazdutra Omer l'Afriki, to Africa. Rav Chanina Omer l'Har Siloig, to the snow-covered mountains in the Himalayas. Tanimash Medr B'shu Ben Karcha. Paroi shechiriv ba'atzmoi, nifrak kodesh baruch hu menin ba'atzmoi. Paroi was punished directly by Hashem because he directly blasphemed Hashem. As Rashi explains, ba'atzmoi is a lesser embarrassment. However, sancheriv shechiriv al deishliach, nifrak kodesh baruch hu menin al deishliach. Sancheriv was punished by a messenger of Hashem, the Malach, because he blasphemed Hashem through a messenger, and al deishliach is a greater embarrassment. The pasuk states, v'lechein hine Hashem ma'ala aleim esmei hanor hatzumim v'harabim esmelech Ashur. And the Gemara asks, Elamai tami'i anish. If Hashem sent Sancheriv to conquer the Yidden, why was he punished? The Gemara explains, Navi aseres hashvatim isnabi. Ihu yov daiti al kuli Yerushalayim. Hashem wanted Sancheriv to conquer the aseres hashvatim only. But Sancheriv also attempted to conquer Yerushalayim that belonged to Yeshevet Yehuda Obinyamin. And therefore, Yishayahu HaNavi prophesies, Ki loy muaf la Hashem mutzakla. E nimtzer am oyef batayra biyad mei hametzakloi. The people of Yehuda Binyamin, who became exhausted from their intense Torah learning, will now fall into the hands of their enemy. As the pasuk relates, "V'ha'i b'yema hu yasru sivli ma'al shechmecha ba'olam al tzavarecha b'choyvel olma b'nei yishamin, amrim yitzchak nafcha, choyvel oyel shal sancheir b'nei shamnei shal chizkiyohu, shayadaylik b'vatik inesis of vat medrashis." The yoke of sancheir was broken by the oil of chizkiyohu that lit up all the batei medrash. Ma'asa? No, it's cherev al pesach beis hamedrash va'amar. Kol mi shein oizig b'tayra, yidaker b'cherev zu. Chizkiyahu stuck his sword at the entrance to the beis hamedrash and announced, all those who did not come and learn Torah shall be stabbed by this sword. And as a result, bodku midan v'ad ber sheva, v'lo imotzu am ha'aretz. They checked throughout Eretz Yisrael and did not find a single person that was ignorant of Torah. And mikvas v'ad antifras, v'lo imotzu tinek v'tinekis ish v'isha, shalei b'kin v'hilchas tumah v'tahar. And they did not find a single person, even a woman or child, who were not well-versed in the difficult halachas of Tumah B'Tahara. And as the Pesukim in Yeshaya relate that the people neglected their fields and vineyards because they were engrossed in the study of Torah. Therefore the Yidden were rewarded with the spoils of Sancheriv's army.